But I asked to put it on the agenda so I can get full blame for it. Basically, Richard, just in a nutshell, I wasn't looking for a 45-minute introduction of potholes, but what I was curious about, this is, beyond police officers, our streets are second only to Afghanistan as far as their state of repair. So one of the most common questions is, how is this dealt with? What's the process? And I really didn't have a clear understanding. So that's the reason I put this on the agenda, so that you can kind of be on the same page.
Okay. And just so Karen just handed out to you, I revised the memo to Councilman Winstein had asked a couple questions by email over the weekend, and I've added most of his questions are. So this is it's the same memo with some additional information added to it. But just through the end of May, we have fixed a total of 166 potholes in the city. Initially, as you can see from the chart, most of them were coal patch, and that was related to weather issues. You cannot use hot mix below usually the average temperature of 40 degrees, and of course during January and February and the first part of March, it was too cold on a consistent basis to ever schedule hot mix repairs. As you can see, going into April, transitioning from March going to April and May, we've been doing almost all hot mix repairs. The process we're dealing with, I think this was some of what Councilman Winstein's questions were related to. We've identified potholes in two manners. Back in December, when we first started, we sent crews out to drive all the streets and try to identify any problem areas, including potholes. And one of the issues, let me also state, it's what we're calling a pothole is also failed pavement. It's not necessarily a straight hole in the ground. Sometimes it's just failed pavement. So we went out and identified a lot of those problem areas that were out there where we have pavement failures and try to classify them by their severity, how likely they were to cause vehicle damage, how likely they were to degrade rapidly, so to try to put some sort of priority on the schedule to fix it. At the same time, obviously, once we became a city on December 1st, and especially once we started taking over the roadways, on January 1st, we started getting calls from citizens. What our general approach has been is to give any pothole called by a citizen in a little bit higher priority because it's someone that someone's concerned enough to call us about. And that includes the ones that get funneled through you all that you all forward on to me as well. We consider those citizen requests as well. So what we've generally done is even though it might be a little bit minor on the severity scale, we've kind of pushed it up the line and pushed it more towards the front of the line as far as getting it repaired because it's someone's called in more of a customer service aspect of it. Of course, the biggest factor that's affected us in scheduling these is weather. In addition to the cold weather, on the main roads, which is pretty much any of the arterials and collectors, one of the issues we have to deal with is traffic control and lane closure. And the MUTCD and the rules regarding lane closure says if the road is wet, not that it's raining, if the road is wet, you cannot close a lane to traffic. So with the amount of rain we've had this spring, obviously there's been a lot of days that we haven't been able to do the repairs on the main roads. That doesn't preclude us from working on the residential streets where we're technically not really closing a lane. But scheduling around that, if we try to schedule it, to hit a main road. The other issue with that is crews, is that when we're doing a pothole in a residential street, we can do that with a two-man crew because we don't have to do any lane closure. We don't have to have flagmen out there. But when we're working on one of the more major roads, we have to schedule a four-man crew. So from trying to be cost-effective in our scheduling and not scheduling a four-man crew to come into the city on a day when it's raining and we can't use them effectively, there's a lot of trying to predict the weather type of stuff out there in our scheduling, which during March affected us being able to get, even though there were good days, we did do pothole repair because we couldn't get the schedules working correctly. As far as the backlog goes, which was Councilman Winstein's questions, right now we have a total of about 15 potholes that are on the active waiting to be filled list. Seven of those from scheduling are older than 30 days, but that some of it is just, you know, we can only do so many at a time. We're trying to schedule them as fast as we can. Some of that also includes probably roads like Valley View Road, where we're trying to do, also for efficiency, trying to do as many in one area at the same time. And we've been getting, obviously, calls about potholes in Valley View Road since day one of the city. And we're trying to, you know, trying to hit that at one time as much as we can. We could spend a month out on Valley View Road itself. And the other, and as far as the average days, I had Jada go back, look through the 30 pothole work orders that were called in from citizens since April, beginning of April. The average, the maximum number of days for the pothole repairs were 44. The minimum days was one. That was probably when we've already had on the schedule when we got called in. But an average about 14 days to get it repaired, scheduled to repair. And, you know, most of those we're getting, over half of them were getting repaired within the first 2 weeks, within 2 weeks, is our general response time.
Great, thank you. Questions for Richard, John?
Richard, there's different methods of reporting requests for service, whether it's come through a councilman directly to you, whether it's through, I guess, a phone call to the city or the online basis. Are they all equal in the sense of that you're monitoring the online basis, or is there one list or is there three? Is there one database where everything gets funneled into, or is there a separate one from the online version?
Ultimately, everything gets funneled into one database. We're getting input from citizen phone calls, from email requests, from items being put in through the website, in the email, whether it's through a council person or whether it's coming directly to us. We take all that and we put it into one database, and so they're all treated equally. We're not making any distinction. We're funneling that into one database.
All right, so the online system is really not a database. You're taking it out and you're retyping or recoding. You're doing something twice.
Yeah, we're coding it into our internal work order system that we use with our to keep track of our work orders.
Okay. As far as the schools, we just got off a school subject. School opens August 15th, middle of August. There's only so many good days to look at the closing North Peachtree Road in front of the schools, in front of, you know, by Austin. If there was any way that you could do an analysis of those high traffic streets near schools to see if there's improvements that could put those towards the top of the list. I know the crosswalks may need to be re-looked at. The word school on North Peachtree Road, as you're going north, you're shaking your head, you know what I'm talking about. There's a number of stripings that need to be done and upgraded, and I would hope that those would be done well in advance of school opening in August.
That is my intent. As you know, we've already committed to putting the in-pavement stop signs at school locations, and part of starting to look and evaluate those locations, I have noticed the striping at a lot of those locations, so that was on our list to do, was to refresh the striping, and in addition, we also look at pothole pavement repairs in those areas as well.
Since I got you, there's one that was on my list that I've mentioned. That would be a crosswalk over to Brook Run Park, and we've discussed that, and I'm hoping that someday could be put on the list.
It's on our list to evaluate.
You're a good man. Thank you.
Did you have a pothole in front of your house, John? Did you really?
No, sir.
Feed the trees first. Famous quote. One last question for you, Richard. Is there any plan to do this online? Like, if I'm driving and see a giant pothole and run into it, any way for me to know if that's already been reported? Or
I don't think we have the system internally set up to. You can report it online because it's. I think it's set up to report online. There's no way of knowing until Jada looks at it and gives the feedback, responds back, and she does a great job of responding back pretty quickly to acknowledge receipt of the issue. That yes, we've already have it on our list. A lot of times when we get the report from the citizen, it's already on our list, and in some cases already scheduled to be repaired.
Got it. Thank Got it. Okay, so right now there's just no tracking mechanism. You want to log in. I want to check on pothole Z, where it is in the pond. It's not there yet.
Check on your own.
If you file a complaint online or file an issue online, you can check on the status of your own filing. But yeah, there's no database of potholes out there that you can check on to see whether we got it.
Good. Thank you very much for putting that together. Any other questions? Yes, Penny. Richard, just the road out here in front of our city hall, Morris House, is that PCID?
Perimeter Center East is City of Dunwoody run. Now, within PCID, there is a lot of coordination that I do with repairs with them, although generally, while they may defer to fixing some of the traffic signals, they've asked me to work on the pothole side of it. Now, I have not discussed with PCID the pothole repairs out here. I drive it every day, so I do notice it needs repairs, although because of the current construction traffic, both on PC West and also with the apartments that are going in right now, I'm kind of going to, I want to defer until those contractors are out of the way and get their heavy equipment out of there, because I don't want to necessarily repair something they're just going to damage right away.
Okay, that's the ones I've been talking about, just right on that, right before you get an entry done with you, okay. Following up on this, you know, one of the things that's in the RFP is the doing the electronic evaluation. You go with the laser of all the streets in the city. Could you give us a quick update? Because that is part of this, I would presume.
Yes, and we have done everything we've done that's been without that payment evaluation. That is scheduled to start in July. I don't know the exact date, but they have promised to do the scanning in the month of July and give us a report by August. What that is not going to be as much with the specific with the potholes, but just overall pavement condition, which will allow us to start setting our paving priority list, which roads need paving resurfacing list.
Okay, and just one last comment. There was something in the paper last week. It was somewhat derogatory about patches, but I will just tell you, over in our neighborhood, you can put in them stinking patches anytime you want.
Any other questions for Richard?
All right, thank you, Richard. Discussion on authorizing municipal officers to be eligible.